Today we're joined by the pastor of FBC Plevna, Jason Castleberry. We've got in the hot seat today. Thanks for coming in, Jason.
I'm excited to be here.
Hey, right on. I like hearing that for sure. So the reason why we have Jason over from Plevna is they've got an event coming up real soon here, actually on my birthday, July 19th, this event is going on, the Plevna Jamboree event. So Jason, would you mind telling us a bit about what's going on in Plevna that day?
Well, it's actually your birthday celebration. I didn't know that, but yeah, July 19th, we have an event that's going to be all day. We're going to start at 10 a.m. With our vendor fair, and we've got a load of vendors that day. We've got Hopkins Homestead that will be doing sourdough cookies and breads. We've got a lot of homemade items. Paparazzi jewelry. We've got all the different vendors with soaps and all that stuff as well. Tumblers. In fact, Tipsy Tumbler will be there on site making tumblers, custom tumblers for you. You can come in with a logo and they'll make it right there on site.
Oh,
they're bringing their trailer and everything. Yeah.
Nice. Get you some gifts. I'm a big Christmas shopping procrastinator. Maybe this is for folks like me. Get it out of the way about 6 months ahead of time.
Exactly. Knock out that Christmas shopping. You don't have to worry about Black Friday, right? So, yeah, so we're going to have a lot of vendors. And then in our kids area, which will begin about 10, we'll have bounce houses and we'll have, our church will definitely be giving out some things for kids, but we're going to be doing a cakewalk. Now, this is a Southern thing. Most people don't know what a cakewalk is, but it's kind of like musical chairs, but you win cakes and you win cupcakes or prizes and cookies, that type of stuff. So it's a lot of fun, music and all kinds of stuff. And we're also going to have a petting zoo in the kids area as well, which will be going from about 10 a.m. maybe to about 1 p.m. Kind of depends on how the heat is and that type of stuff. But we'll also have food vendors. We got Bogey's Barbecue. We know that's a local staple. So we had to get Bogey's Barbecue. We also have T's Traveling Table. And then in the evening, we're going to have Crazy Asian's Kitchen come in as well. Somewhere around 7 p.m. or so, it'll be there for the evening when we have music and all that. They'll be there as well. So we've got a lot of stuff happening in the first part of the day, including we also have some heritage demonstrations. So we wanted to kind of really get back to what it was like for early settlers. So we've got a soap maker who will be doing soap making techniques and demonstrations, but they'll also be giving kids little samples and stuff. And they'll have kids come and help and do the demonstration with them. We also have Hopkins Homestead. They're going to do a demonstration about early baking techniques, how to bake breads and stuff, and how the early settlers did it. And we have a hat maker that will be there that will also do a demonstration about sewing and things like that. But about 11 a.m., we start getting into our competitions. We are doing it's exciting. I am so excited for these. We've got a cross-cutting competition. So we're, and it's both male and female. So I know we've got some strong ladies out there in Fallon County area that will want a challenge for the prizes. And we have over $2,000 worth of prizes for both the cross-cutting competition and our Cowboy Olympics, which will happen much later in the day. But it's going to be a lot of fun. All that's going to be happening, including we're going to have music and all that as well. So from about 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., we've got Dan Berkeley, and he's going to be doing his music and jokes.
Hey.
I've heard his jokes. I haven't heard his music, and I hope his music's better than his jokes. But it should be a lot of fun. I know there's some groupies out in Plevna that are waiting to hear Dan Berkeley, of course. And then, so about 3 p.m., our vendors are going to kind of close down shop. We're going to start transitioning into the evening events. So at 4 p.m., we're going to start our Cowboy Olympics, which is going to be a bunch of different competitions. We're going to have a hay bale toss. We're going to have a mechanical bull out there. Oh, I forgot about the mechanical bull. How can you forget about that, right?
All right. Go for 8 seconds. Come on.
Exactly. And so we're going to have a mechanical bull, hay bale toss, horseshoe toss. We're even going to do a little team roping thing. And so there's all kinds of prizes. Like I said, we got like $2,000 worth of prizes. And then about that time, around 4 p.m., we're also going to have a bar that will be out there serving alcoholic drinks and all of that as well. And kind of gearing up for the evening when we have Cody Joe Hodges come in. He's a Nashville recording artist, and he's coming in from about 8 p.m. till midnight, and he'll be playing country music And so it should be a ton of fun. And you got a little bit of everything from the stuff for kids all the way up to adults. And, you know, like you said, get that Christmas shopping done. So,
yeah, well, man, it's chock full of stuff to do there in Pleb. And again, this is going to be July 19th. It's a Saturday. So don't use work as an excuse unless you're one of them weekend workers. I feel for you. But this is the pastor of FBC Plevna, Jason Castleberry, that's giving us all the details here about the Plevna Jamboree. And, you know, Plevna, pretty big place. Somebody rolls into town that's unfamiliar. Where are they looking for in Plevna?
It's going to be so hard to find us. We are actually going to have everything on Main Street. Our craft vendors are going to be inside our community center. The youth and kids events are going to be down by our park. And then we'll have our food vendors in the middle of Main Street, and that's where we're going to have our the bar and liquor and all that stuff as well, and that's where our musicians. It's going to be a lot of fun. Not hard to find us in that little town, but we're excited about it.
Awesome. Yeah, head to Plevna again July 19th for the Jamboree event they're doing there. And hey, Jason, we sure appreciate you joining us and giving us all the info on this.
I am so excited for this. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely.